This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. The proposed Pebble Mine project has long been a source of controversy in Alaska. It's taken on a national spotlight, too, as each presidential administration has taken its own stance on the plan to build an open-pit copper and gold mine at the headwaters of Bristol Bay. Yesterday, the Environmental Protection Agency dealt the latest blow to the project. So, what makes this new twist in the saga different from the others? Reporter Izzy Ross with KDLG in Dillingham has been following the project for a while. She says the EPA's decision could have more permanent implications for the region going forward. But she says it's still not a final decision on the future of the plan.
This is a major step for the EPA to take. It's essentially restarting a process that was initiated under the Obama administration. And if this process is finalized, it would protect waters in the Bristol Bay for the long term. And that is what opponents of the mine are celebrating.
What was the EPA's decision, and how did it justify that decision?
Sure. So the actual decision is quite technical. The EPA said in a court filing Thursday that it will reinstate a tool of the Clean Water Act to consider restricting mining in the region. That mechanism is Section 404C of the Clean Water Act, and that allows the EPA to restrict the disposal of dredged or fill materials in an area or deny it altogether. In this decision, the EPA said what is at stake is preventing pollution that would disproportionately affect Alaska Natives in the region, and it would protect the future of the most productive salmon fishery in North America. This all started even before presidential administrations took this up. Tribes in the area had been calling for this, for widespread protections of the region for over 10 years. The EPA under the Obama administration originally proposed this preemptive veto before Pebble even submitted its permit application. That decision was never finalized, and the Trump administration's EPA withdrew it in 2019. This development is essentially saying that withdrawal does not accept the standard that the project would not have an unacceptable adverse effect on the region.
Pebble made news late last year as well when the Army Corps of Engineers denied Pebble its permit. Was the project not dead in the water then?
That was definitely a major blow to Pebble, and people who supported the project were dismayed by that decision. But that was only one decision for that specific project, and Pebble is appealing that decision. And I think that people who are opposed to the mine, many tribes, environmental groups, they're seeking broader, more permanent protections for the region, not linked to any one specific project, but covering a wide range of projects. I spoke with Alana Hurley, who is the executive director of the United Tribes of Bristol Bay. She said that, you know, this was a monumental moment, but that the process isn't done, and what they're really looking for is what those next steps are going to look like, and then they are seeking something that goes further than what the EPA had even proposed under the Obama administration.
This is something that our tribes have been fighting for almost two decades now. So to know that we are getting back on the right track to finalize protections in this process is just a historic moment for Bristol Bay.
What are proponents of the mine, including Governor Mike Dunleavy, saying about this decision?
Yeah, Governor Dunleavy had a news conference yesterday in which he really expressed his dismay at the Biden administration, not only with Pebble, but with other projects as well, such as the roadless rural in the Tongass National Forest. His message was that the EPA coming in here and reaching in to protect these areas was an overstep of the federal government. Pebble would be on state land.
Preemptive vetoes of any type, or for any project, of any permit by any company, is dangerous and will be opposed by our state because of the precedents that will set.
Dunleavy also made the argument that if the projects aren't done in Alaska, in the U.S., where we have this process for environmental regulation, that would mean that other places, other countries with less stringent environmental regulations would undertake those projects to meet the demand for oil, minerals, etc.
That was reporter Izzy Ross with KDLG. And that's all for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a great weekend.